Chapter 2, The Unknown Knight. The Unknown Knight fights five more Norman knights. He easily defeats each of them. Who are you, sir? Prince John asks the unknown knight. Remove your helmet and let us see your face. I cannot do that, the knight says. John says, You are the winner today. You choose the queen of the tournament. The knight on the black horse looks at the people watching the contest. One man he sees is Cedric, a Saxon noble. Cedric is sitting next to a beautiful young woman named Rowena. Cedric is not her father, but he takes care of her. Rowena loves Cedric's son, Ivanhoe. However, Cedric says that Ivanhoe is no longer his son. He is angry with his son because Ivanhoe did not listen to him. Ivanhoe followed King Richard to the Holy Land. There is another beautiful young woman watching the tournament. Her name is Rebecca. She is with her father, Isaac. They are Jews. Jews are hated by both Normans and Saxons. The knight points to Rowena. He chooses her as the queen of the tournament. Now it is time for the second part of the tournament. Teams of knights will fight other teams. The unknown knight is chosen to lead the Saxons. Boisguibert is the leader of the Normans. The two teams charge each other to fight. Horses and men are wounded by the weapons. Then, the unknown knight is surrounded by three other knights. He has to fight all three men. He defends himself well, but he cannot win. Suddenly, another knight appears to help him. This knight is dressed in black armor and rides a black horse. The new knight's fighting skill is better than that of all the other knights. The unknown knight's team wins the contest. He is brought before Rowena. She will put a crown on his head. But first, she must remove his helmet. When his helmet is removed, Rowena is surprised. It is Ivanhoe. Before Rowena can crown Ivanhoe, he falls at her feet. He has been badly wounded.